MyRock Podcast tager dig med backstage.
Normalt udkommer der ikke MyRock Podcast om fredagen, men det her det er også en helt speciel fredag. En fredag, hvor Foo Fighters udkommer med deres nye album Medicine at Midnight. I denne episode, specialepisoden af MyRock Podcast, kan du møde Dave Grohl og company, der fortæller om det sprit nye album. Du kan høre alle 9 numre og høre historien bag. Velkommen til
MyRock Podcast.
I liked recording in that house because everyone was hanging out in different little areas.
Yeah, we all found our spot.
That upstairs bedroom that was the control room, if anybody was like working on something in front of the mixing console, and then a couple other band members policing what that person was doing.
Policing.
Good way of putting it.
And then
enjoying.
Someone in the kitchen cooking, usually Nate outside reading. It was cool, man. It was a great place to make a record.
Little guest house. We had another little room with all our gear set up.
Where was your favorite place to hang out?
I liked the policing zone, but then the
refereeing. I think that's what we called it.
Refereeing.
When someone would do something you didn't like, you go like.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, I moved into that house before we all moved in there. I was in there doing demos just by myself. It's one of the reasons why we recorded the record in that old house was because, first of all, I had lived in that house 10 years ago. I rented it for a year. And as I was sending those demos to our producer, Greg, he was like, God, where are you recording this? It sounds great. I'm like, oh, it's just this funky old house. He's like, well, let's just do it there. Let's see. Where do we begin? First song on the record was actually the first song we recorded. I remember after we recorded Making a Fire, I was like, oh, fuck yes. We are onto some shit that we'd never done before. First of all, that house where we recorded it had the best drum sounds. Well, that song, Making a Fire, started with just the riff. It was such a weird riff, I had to kind of try to find a melody. That was the hardest part with that song. I had all these different ideas.
Hey!
Yeah, I remember, that, there was that other one. Hey!
I mean, that was down on it. Like, that was, whoa, it's done.
Yeah.
It was just one day, it's like, no, it's nothing like that.
Sometimes when I go up to the mic when we're singing it, that's the first thing that comes out. I go, hey!
Hey!
that song, Shame Shame, the drum beat was super easy. It just followed the riff. It's almost like a Missy Elliott beat. I had this other song that I was demoing that had this weird snapping thing. That was on another song, but that snapping thing worked on the Shame Shame beat. And so when Taylor did the drums for Shame Shame in the stairwell, just a kick and a snare and a hi-hat at the top of the stairs, you squeezed in this little landing, sounded so good. That's kind of one of my favorite sounds we've ever had on a record. But yeah, that whole thing came together in like one afternoon, Shame Shame. Spotter, the third song on the record, was the last song we recorded. Okay, so the main riff, that right, I'd had that riff for years, like 3 years, because one day I had this idea, and I even told Greg 3 years ago, I'm like, dude, I have this song idea. It's kind of like Going Back to Cali by LL Cool J, because the rhythm of the riff and the rhythm of the Going Back to Cali song, it's like, And I just thought, like, cool, it's sort of like some weird old school dancey disco.
Wait, and then
thing.
There's another riff in there that's even older, right?
Dude, the chorus thing is pre-Foo Fighters. Cloud Spotter, because that was the last song that we had recorded, at that point, I was like, fuck it, we're going full disco. Waiting on War. That one came later in the session too. And I'll tell you why I wrote that song. When I was a kid, my biggest fear in life was that we were gonna have a war. And I would have these dreams. I'd be standing in my backyard and just see the missiles going up overhead. And while we were making the record, one day I was taking Harper, my daughter, to school. And in the car, she goes, Dad, are we gonna have a war? Kids feel the same as I did then. And you're worried that there's gonna be a war. So I immediately wrote the song.
I remember thinking it was going to be more of a ballad, and it still sounds so huge.
Once we finished it, I always imagined that's going to be a song that we play every night for the rest of our lives, and that everybody will sing along to. I was like, that's that song.
I've been waiting on a war since I was young. Since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Never really wanted to be number one. Just wanted to love everyone.
was young. Since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Is there more to this?
Medicine at Midnight.
Where we actually kept the drum click track.
In the studio, a click track is just a metronome that a drummer can put in their headphones and play along to so that the song has a solid tempo.
But they also have different elaborate ones or simple cowbell. Or...
Yeah, so sometimes you get them and it's just like dook, dook, yeah. Dook, dook, and that shit'll drive you crazy. Taylor likes a little more creative click track. It's like some. So he can sort of play along to that. But it's funny because I remember at the end of the day after we finished recording it, I asked our engineer Daryl to make me a rough mix and he took click track out.
Because it's a click track.
Yes. And I put it in the car. I'm like,
where is it?
What happened to the song?
Where's the percussion?
And then I put it back in. I was like, there it is. Fuck. son of mine. That riff originally was very, it was more like George Thorogood. We changed it.
And it's a weird timing. It sounds simple, but it's so weird.
You think that it starts on the one, but it doesn't.
Right.
It sounds like it's ba da 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 da. No, that's not right.
It took me a long time. I mean, a really long time, because I would listen to the tape trying to memorize what it was, and I still always counted it wrong.
Oh, we'll fuck it up every night on tour, I'm sure. It's a really weird thing when you can only hear the one in the place that you can hear it. I'm really glad it's on the record, because I can't wait to open shows with it.
No son of mine will ever do the work of villains, the will of fools. If you believe it, it must be true. No son of mine, no son of mine. No son of mine will ever need to beg forgiveness, no wicked deed. Head full of evil, heart full of greed. No son of mine, no son of mine. Here we are, living dead, hand to God with one foot in the grave. Evil eyes, innocence, don't forget what your good book says. No son of mine, no son of mine, no son of mine, no son of mine, no son of mine will ever be.
Poison is the next song. That one to me is kind of like, that sounds like a Foo Fighters song to me.
Yeah.
Again, with more of those crazy, spooky backup vocals in the middle section.
Oh, yeah.
Doodle, 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 doodle.
Oh, that's the witchy stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, yeah, that is.
That was when you said, don't forget to leave something witchy.
I like the last chorus or pre-chorus where you do the vocal in a round.
It was sort of delayed and tracked.
So cool.
I remember doing that and saying to Pat, like, Pat, what do you think? Do you like it? You're like, yeah, I liked it the first time I heard it on Now I'm Here. Yeah.
And I said, so do it like that.
So you were policing upstairs. Do it like I like
it. Refereeing.
Yeah, that's not policing.
Taking it out on you.
Chasing Birds.
My favorite song on the record.
Yeah, that's tied for my favorite, too.
I wrote that on an acoustic guitar thinking it was going to be an acoustic song, and then I thought, I don't know if we want an acoustic song on this record. Taylor did the drum track in one take. I remember that.
I did the super dreamy Rhodes.
Oh, God, it's so good.
And, oh, God, Inara's 10cc weird vocal, using it as an instrument.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, our producer, Greg Kirsten, is also in a band called The Bird and the Bee. It's Greg and this woman named Inara George, who is the singer of The Bird and the Bee. And she has the most beautiful voice, so much that Greg took her voice and sampled it on a keyboard. And we put Inara on the song without even having Inara there. There's only one more song to talk about.
Song 9.
It's called Love Dies Young. It might be my favorite song on the record.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why. Because of what it turned into. Because it didn't begin like that. It started with the Everlong sort of beat. It was very strummy. So it sort of started there. And then we kept like molding it. The da-na-na-na-na-na turned into han-jigga-dung-jigga-dung-jigga-dung-jigga-dung-jigga-dung-jigga-dung. The drum beat was a-ts-ts-ts-ts, which is something we've never done.
First of all, when Taylor changed the drums, it was like, oh, okay, this is a good song. But then that guitar thing came in, and it was just like, oh, got it. That was fun. We were all laughing and having so much fun.
Well, that's the thing that I love so much about, it might be the reason why I love that song so much, is because we would try something and everyone would crack up laughing.
Yeah.
And we would keep it.
Love dies young, and there's no resuscitation. Once it's done, no regeneration. It's a losing game, they'll make you play your hand against your chest. Love dies young. Guys, yeah.
I had this idea that this would be our party album. Songs you could dance to, they're really up. Because, you know, most of our records will have, like, gentle, acoustic, introspective, orchestrated stuff on it.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. I didn't want any good stuff on this record. I just wanted to boogie.
Well, I compare it to a Van Halen album for that reason. Because you go into a party and Van Halen's playing, girls, boys, everyone's happy. And I think it's like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought would be cool to do. So I was always using David Bowie's Let's Dance album as reference. I just wanted something with that vibe.
My Rock Podcast.
Og dermed slut på Medicine at Midnight Foo Fighters My Rock Podcast Special. Der er en track-by-track allerede igen i næste uge, denne gang med danske Shotgun Revolution og deres fjerde album. Det er næste fredag. Tusind tak, fordi du lyttede med, og husk, at der er masser af My Rock Podcast at finde i gamerne, skulle du have lyst til det.
My Rock. My Rock. Podcast.